When you hear that beat, you know it's time for the Christian Life Podcast with your host, Carlton Holbrook.
Welcome to today's episode of the Christian Life Podcast. And I hope you enjoy today. We will be talking about you are chose to be different. And I know it's been a while. Many have been asking when will I do my next podcast. Here I am. And today I would like to talk about we are called to be different. And I will be coming from Jeremiah to speak about the subject, all right? I'm old school, so I'm going to be using book, you know. So let's go Jeremiah, first chapter, 4th and the 5th verse. The word of the Lord came to me. I chose you before I formed you in the womb. I set you apart before you were born. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Okay, now, let's look. God said, I chose you before you were born in the womb. You know, that had me think of the scripture where God said, even the very hairs on our head, he counts. So that shows you how God loves life. Even before the child was born, God knew you was ordained to be born. And so that tells you about abortion. So that shouldn't be even the church, we shouldn't be arguing about and debating about abortion. Okay, well, that's another subject. We get into that later. Okay, now, God said, I chose you. So if you look at the definition, I chose you, it means to pick out or to select someone or something as being the best or most appropriate of the two. So God said, God told Jeremiah, I chose you. Just like when he speaks to Jeremiah in the Bible, even God talked to us. When God separates you, he chose you. When he bestowed his salvation upon us, when he washed it with his blood, cleansed us, God set us apart. Even before you were born, God had purpose. I can speak for myself, and I'm sure many feel this. Ones that are called, Bible tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. God told Jeremiah, I chose you. So God already told him, you one of the chosen. So many are called, few are chosen. And for the ones that are chosen, I believe chosen, you know that going through life, it can be difficult to fit in. Because God chose you to be different. You're not meant to walk like everyone else, be accepted by everyone else, because God has a specific purpose for you. And many times when we, when you do the will of God, what's it? God used the foolishness. God used foolishness to, what's the scripture? Use foolishness to confound the wise. So many think that the things of God are foolish. So when you believe God, you trust in God, people are going to look at you like you're crazy. what you mean? You know, I listened to this guy with testimony, and when he lost his job, and he was telling me that he told his boss that I'll be back, that he'll be back. And I said, what you mean you'll be back? He said they told him, He rolled over a tractor trailer. That this is testimony. He rolled over a tractor trailer. He said to avoid someone, and they fired him. And he just spoke by faith. He just said he's just doing hard. He'll be back. And he says he told his boss, he said, I'll be back. He said, and he told him that the manager said, no, he will not. He's not coming back. But just fast forward, he went and bought his own truck, and a few months later, he received a call to come and work for him as a contractor, private contractor. So that's why I mean God takes foolish things to confound the wise. When you walk in faith, people are going to think you're crazy because we're supposed to walk by faith, not by sight. All right? Okay, now the next part. Now God said He set him apart. And when you look at the definition of set, it means to separate someone or something for a special purpose. So God set them apart. So that means God put him in a certain place. Let me say another definition right here says to put or lay something in a specified place. All right. So God takes you. God said, first I chose you before you're born. God said, I have a plan for you. And then God said, when you're born, I take you and I separate you. So you try to fit in with the crowd, but something in you, you just can't get with them. And God said, I'm separating you. You are called to be different. You're not called to be like them. I remember when I was in school, I used to try to, you know, cuss, you know, try to fit in a crowd, you know. And people would say, you don't sound right cussing. You know, they'll tell me I don't sound right cussing. It's not how you begin, it's how you end. Because there are people that never smoked weed or whatever or drank alcohol, but yet they backslid from God. And some people, they started out the wrong way and they got on the right path. But I'm just saying for me, that was just me. Don't get me wrong. I done some things, but it was just certain things. It wasn't for me. So I'm just saying for whatever God call you for, you're just going to be different. You know what I mean? So he sets you apart. He plays you. So you try to fit in. You wonder why, you never, like, when people go places, they don't call you, or when they look past you certain jobs or things you do. I mean, even in ministry, people could look beyond you, look past you, like you don't know anything, or you're not good enough, and you know you're doing the same thing what somebody else is doing, or better than what they're doing, but yet they won't give you credit, but they'll give someone else the credit. I dealt with that many years in audio. I worked audio in churches, and you were telling the exact same thing when they'll go hire somebody else and bring them in, and they tell them the exact same thing what you told them, but because it came from you, because it came from me, it didn't mean anything. So, you know, don't worry about it. God have a purpose for you. You know what I mean? So let's go to the other part. And he said, I appointed you a prophet to the nation. So God appointed him a prophet. So the definition of appoint, to assign a job or role to someone or to determine or decide a time or place. Okay? Let me look at another one. It's for a time or place, decide beforehand. All right, so God said, I appointed you I got you for a specific time. So he told Jeremiah him for a specific time. And just like with Jeremiah, same thing with us. When God, for the chosen, he chose you for a specific time. And when it comes your time, he going to bring you to the forefront. Right now, you might look like a joke to people, like a clown. And you know, some people, and you know what? I walked through life with that. People just took me for a joke, you know, and I'm like, Lord, I'm far from a joke. These people just don't know. But I always wonder why, never popular, but it's fine. Don't worry about it. God got something special for you. God's got a purpose for you. And when God brings you to the forefront, I mean, God's going to get all the glory, but God will let people see you for the first time. And they never saw you before. They're going to see the power and the calling of God on your life. Don't worry about that. All right? You know, so I would like to encourage everyone to, just seek God. Don't worry about fitting in. When we're in a day on time, when walking for God, truly walking for God, I ain't say just call yourself a Christian. Plenty of people call themselves a Christians, but they're not standing on God's word. They're not walking God's word. And nothing they do is in God's word. They're doing the opposite. I mean, plenty. But then you got those that are real for God. And I pray and hope that you're one of those. And if you're not, then start living for God. Now, I'm not saying we all make mistakes. Lord knows. Everybody knows I made plenty of mistakes. Everybody make mistakes. Sometimes we get off track. Walk through this life, you can get off track. It's easy to. And your jobs and stuff, you know, sometimes your problem jobs and problems in your marriage, your family, relationships, whatever. Finances. There are things that could cause you to get off track because we're still part of this world, regardless. Yes, God separate us. God separates, but you know, we still walk in the world. God separates us in our spirit, while walk his righteousness he put on us. So he separate us from the world. We supposed to, when God look at us, he should be able to see himself. Just like when you have kids, you look at them, you look at your child, you even want to see your they should look like you in their looks and some of their actions. And if you don't see it, then you'll be worried, is that my child? Is that really my child? So just like that with God. God just don't want to hear the talk. He wants to see the walk. You know, God wants to see your heart. But like I say, you're not perfect. You know, if you mess up, just repent. For God says not his will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And God love us so. And even Jeremiah, that's another thing. Don't be afraid to be used by God. When your time comes and God wants you to step out, you're going to have to step out in faith. As a matter of fact, let's go with Jeremiah. Let me show you. In Jeremiah, let's go, it's the sixth verse, first chapter. Let's go to the 6 to 8 verses, okay? This is Jeremiah speaking to God. But I protested, oh no, Lord God, look, I don't know how to speak since I am only a youth. So Jeremiah didn't believe he could do it. They say he was a timid man, shy. So God took this shy person, a youth. But God knew exactly who to call, who to use. God called Samuel while he was young to be the prophet for the nation, to be the judge for the nation before, you know, he anointed Saul as king. And then God told him. Then the Lord, in the 7th verse, God said, then the Lord said to me, do not say I'm only a youth, for you will go to everyone I send you to, everyone I send you to, and speak wherever I tell you. So God said, wherever I tell you go, you go, and you speak, and you say what I tell you to say. And he said, do not be afraid of anyone, for I will be with you to rescue you. This is the Lord's declaration. So God told him, I will send you. You say what I tell you to tell those people. And God said, don't you be afraid, because I will be with you to rescue you. God said, I'm your deliverer. And if God deliver you, who is it that can do some harm to you? You know, I like that. And this is the declaration of the Lord. And this is the Lord's declaration. So this is the Lord's word. God said, I'll give you my word. I'm going to keep my word. What the Bible said? God's not a man that should lie. Neither son of man that should repent. Have he said and should not do it. Or have he spoken, should not make it good. God's going to keep his word. And so God, when God sends you and whatever God called you to do, everybody's not going to believe it's from God. All right? When God chose him, he was young with you. And God used them. Oh, God used them mightily. Now let's go down here. Now, I'm going to skip chapter 42. I'm just going to read part of chapter 43. But in other words, I just give you a little, read it for yourself. But the people, they wanted, they were trying to escape, all the destruction, all the killing that was going on at the time when God allowed the enemies to come in on them, on Judah. And the people wanted to flee to Egypt to avoid the famine, the murders, and all that. And they sought Samuel, told Samuel to pray to God for him. And they said whatever God tells them, they will do. Which we'll find out that's not true. They thought God was going to go along with what they wanted. But listen to this. So when God's word came back, after 10 days, Samuel came back to him. He sought God. And then like what God had said, now just watch this. We're going to go on for 43rd chapter. But like I said, you can read chapter 42 for yourselves. All right. When Jeremiah had finished speaking to all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, all these words the Lord their God had sent him to give them, then Azara, son of Hosiah, Johanna, son of Korea, and all the arrogant men responded to Jeremiah. And the Bible says, and all the arrogant men responded to Jeremiah, to God's prophet. So when they respond to his prophet, they respond to God. So listen to this. You are speaking a lie. They told him, you're lying. The Lord our God has not sent you to say, you must not go to Egypt to stay there for a while. Rather, Baruch, son of Neriah, in inciting you against us to hand us over to the Chaldeans, to put us to death or to deport us to Babylon. But anyway, they went to Egypt. You can finish reading later on. I'm not going to do the whole thing. But they went to Egypt and they forced Jeremiah and his companion to go with them. So then they liked what God had said. And they called him a liar and they did what they wanted to anyway. So that's what I'm telling you, and I remind myself, you do what God called you to do. There's going to be haters. There's going to be people who ain't going to believe in you. They're going to call you straight, call you liars. But what did God say? God told Jeremiah he would be there to rescue him. Same thing for us. God will help us in our situation where we go through. He will help us. So just give you a word of encouragement. I don't care what's going on this day and time. Stay on God's word. A lot of people are compromising, but you are chosen. You stand on God's word. I don't care if your mama, your daddy, your sister, your husband, your wife, your child, or your mom, whoever. If they don't stand, you stand. Because don't forget, when the Bible said when the rapture come, like two will be standing, on the housetop, out in the field and stuff. One will be taken, the other one will be left behind. So you make sure you ain't be left behind. So just be encouraged, all right? God bless you.
This concludes our latest episode. I hope you enjoyed today's message. Please reach out to us by email at christianlifeepodcast@yahoo.com or send us a message on Spotify. Remember to share our podcast with others with the share link. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and Stitcher. Thank you and God bless.